Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, cue up Isaiah Thomas.
Please.
Don't start another fight early.
Oh, my.
Please.
That's going to be a tease, though, people.
Jealousy. Jealousy. On line one.
He said it right to Draymond Green.
He did.
Wow.
That mean he's right. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Isaiah Thomas, we'll get into him a little later. Our producer Evan's in New York right now,
yeah.
So we got Ken and Risotto in there, but you know, Evan's still trying to curry favor. So he sent me a clip of Isaiah Thomas talking about the Warriors to Draymond Green. We'll play that later. It's kind of funny.
And before we get started, I want to take a second and apologize to my brother.
Good move.
Not to you.
What do you mean?
To Risotto, because I was on BART. They had security on BART checking your Clipper card. I like it. Give me more. I felt safe. Anyway, before he did that great impression of Flim, I guess I said shut up and do it, but I didn't remember saying that. So, Pasta, I love you. Let's go. That was incredible. Showed Norm.
Shut up.
That's just kidding.
No, I accept your apology.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't even realize.
Ah, that's my man. We got talent here, Steiny.
Okay.
Cut down day,
1 o'clock.
Tariq Owens.
We'll find out a lot of guys who don't make the 49ers that we never heard of in the first place. All right, so I was thinking about this. Because the last couple days, you know, a lot of Purdy talk, a lot of 49ers talk. How do you doubt Purdy? You still doubt Purdy. How are you going to judge Purdy? What are you looking for with Purdy? And I was just thinking, like, is it really that complicated?
Is it that complicated?
It's not. We've seen this guy quarterback for 3 years. Two times he went deep into the playoffs. One time last year they didn't get it done. They have a team right now that's...
In transition?
Let's just say it's more unknown what's going to happen this year. So, like, wait. Okay, you want to know how to judge Brock Purdy? I think it's simple. Can they make the playoffs? If the 49ers make the playoffs, which you figure they have a chance of doing.
Yeah, they're favored.
Then he was good enough. If they don't make the playoffs, then he probably wasn't good enough. Isn't it really as simple as that?
It can be, And I'm not going to sit up here on this terrific Tuesday and say you're wrong, but the bottom line, Stein, is there's 10 other positions on offense, another 11 on defense, and I don't got to tell you how the game works, but we could see a scenario to where Brock Purdy is not the reason, has a pretty damn good year, and what's around him on the defensive end, or if we see ineptitude offensively from receivers or the running game or the offensive line's not there, we know, we're smart enough as fans to know what it looks like, and I believe Brock Steiny is a part of it. Now, we were having fun, you, Ken, and I in the green room. If you're into the NFL Network's top 100, Purdy was 30 last year, and this year he's 96. And to me, that feels like he got all the blame. But Stein, I'm going to put it right on the table early, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. You're talking two different things. The football part of it, I believe, and I'm telling you, and I'm going to stand on it, Brock has earned that money. But the fans, because he got the money here in the Bay from afar, are going to judge him differently. And that's okay. But if you're fair, I don't think you could just say, Stoudy, they're going to make the playoffs if Purdy has a good year, because I'm afraid of what's on the other side of the ball, the defense, too. So, you know, it's going to take a village, not just Brock Purdy, to get him to the promised land.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't make the playoffs, There's two things. One is, you know, he'll be a quarterback that didn't make the playoffs then for two straight years. But what I'm getting at is, offensively, they should be good. They should be pretty good if they stay healthy. And obviously, if the 49ers resemble the Bengals of last year, nobody's going to pin it on Brock
and
Purdy.
And they're a great example.
But the reality to me is that maybe the team around him right now isn't good enough.
And you might be right.
And so that's why I feel like this team's we don't know what to expect from this team, but there's enough guys who are left over who have won that lead you to believe that they could win enough games to make the playoffs. And to my way of thinking, in a way, even though I'm going to contradict myself a little bit, I feel like we do know who Brock Purdy is. And Brock Purdy is going to do everything Kyle Shanahan wants him to do. And maybe it's going to come down to everybody else. Because if you look at the knowns and the unknowns on this team, I think you got to put Brock Purdy among the most known in terms of personnel on this team. We know more of what to expect from Brock Purdy, I think, than maybe 90% of the guys on the team.
Yeah, and when you say it like that, I think of Fred Warner. I think of Bosa, who needs a bounce back to me, and I'm holding to this high standard and that high contract. Also, Kittle, but I'm with you. There are no health issues right now to me in regard to Brock Purdy. So if you feel that confident in him, and I can sit across from you and tell you, Stoney, like we're having a candlelit dinner, I can tell you he's good enough when he's on to take a team to two NFC championship games and get your lead in the fourth quarter in the Super Bowl. So I feel like I know who that quarterback is. Now, what's it going to look like, partner? We'll see.
Yeah, and I just think, in fairness, if you look at this team compared with the teams that have gone to the Super Bowl, I think we got to acknowledge that Purdy doesn't have as much around him as he had in those his Super Bowl appearance.
Now, that's on Kyle and John, because I just found out, Steiny, I know you hate the schedule release and the 53-man cut down and what the Niners possibly could get from other teams, but DeMarcus Robinson, I'm excited about 8 touchdowns last year with the Rams, but Ken was telling us, Steiny, if this suspension comes down before week one, he's going to be on the 53-man roster and he's going to take a spot from somebody. So I'm just wondering how long it's taking for that. The NFL, what are you doing? Wake up. You know, we got games here shortly. But also, too, and we don't do this for fun, what the hell is going on with Juwan Jennings? Will he be out there week one against the Seahawks for Brock Purdy to have as an option?
Yeah, I don't know whether you – like, and maybe this is going to sound like I don't care what you just said, but I do. But what I'm saying is, to me – What'd you mention before Jennings?
DeMarcus Robinson.
Okay, DeMarcus Robinson's suspension.
Good, yeah,
DeMarcus Robinson's possible suspension and Juwan Jennings' situation, small potatoes. It's small potatoes to my way of thinking. Okay. In the grand scheme of things, it's not. It shouldn't make the difference whether they're an 8-win team, 10-win team, or 12-win team. Those, I'm talking big picture but here. Just, they have the easiest schedule in the NFL.
They do compared with last year.
Right. And they have a division that they can be competitive in. And to me, it's pretty simple. The goal is to make the playoffs. Oh,
hell yes.
And whether they do or don't, like, I think that's going to go most of the way toward me determining, you know, if Purdy was good enough or not.
No.
And I'm not saying if they go 8-9, it's going to be all his fault. But he's going to be, like, if the 49ers go 10-7 and they make the playoffs, I'll tell you right now, Purdy was good enough. Like, he was pretty good. Mm. Like, there's no way he's going to be bad and they go 10-7. Right.
No, I'm with you. But also say this, how can you say he doesn't have much around him and then foo-foo Juwan Jennings and what's going on and him possibly not being there? And then, again, Stoney, I know the season's 17 games, but possibly not having DeMarcus, or we know at this point, let's keep it real, he's not going to be there three games. That stuff matters. Those are three games, and we don't know what's going on with Jennings. So when you say going into week one, he don't got much around him, Goo. But then foo-foo what might not be around him. Like, Juwan Jennings will be missed if somehow they botch this and he's not out there week one.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Well, we just got something from our airwaves today, gentlemen, that you might be interested in. So, according to Instagram from Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, they are now engaged. Even Adam Schefter has tweeted about this.
I can't even name five of her songs. I'm happy for them. So she'll be Taylor Kelce. Yep. Maybe coming soon.
She ain't going to be Taylor Kelce, bro. Right. No chance.
Right. What is it? Taylor Swift Kelce. That's what.
Yeah, she ain't going to be that either.
That's her Facebook name.
She's got a brand.
It was your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married with a dynamite emoji.
Yeah. Congrats.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And we're going to be heavy on the Niners today. It's cut down day. 1 o'clock's the official deadline for the Niners to do that. And the question I have for 49er fans is, isn't it more simple than we're thinking about Purdy? I mean, we know where this team is. There's a lot of unknowns there. We know what he is, yeah, though.
He slipped in the rankings, though, 30-96, Donnie. So they blamed him for that 6-11 season. The powers to be, I believe.
Well, in the grand scheme of things, we'll see how much that matters.
Yeah. We got to talk to Ken about that breaking news, Sounder.
Okay, that segment was brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids. Before you head down the coast or even over the Golden Gate, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Tom. Ooh, I love you. I love you. I want to spend more time with you off the radio. Okay.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I stood you up yesterday. You can call me out.
That was fine.
You all right without me?
Yeah.
All right. I knew
you I'm a big boy. I'm a big boy. Why did you stiff me, though?
A car caddy in the shop.
But you knew that when you said you would meet
but
me.
But we had such a good show.
It was not a good show.
With Willard and Dibs. I thought I had my ride, and then when I realized I had to get on BART, I had to jet. I'll make it up to you. And Ken, they're coming for Ken with that. I thought it was Kuminga signed a trade. Kenny, I see you working, but boy.
Some people just don't love
trade
love.
Murphy
I get it.
The third,
it's all
right.
That's why I played this song for
Oh, this is her? I have no idea, bro.
Oh, my.
I like Taylor Swift. I don't know anything about her music.
Yeah, either do I.
She seems like a good person, right? Just like Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy's a good person.
Yeah, he got paid.
Good quarterback.
New money.
So, okay. I'm going to play something for you from Greg Cosell. This is about Brock Purdy. And then I'm going to read something to you. It's a quote from Brock Purdy. But I want to, Greg Cosell comes on with Willard and Dibs every week, and he's a film guy.
Oh, he's great.
And so you may have heard this before if you've been listening for a day or two, but our audience, I haven't played it for. So I just listen to how he talks about Purdy.
During the season, I can't watch, 250 dropbacks in a row of a quarterback. I have to each week watch games, as many as I can. But in the off season, I can watch 250 dropbacks over a 2 or 3 day period. And I got to tell you, I came away thinking that Purdy's really good. Now, I thought there were times he left the pocket too soon, and I thought that was one of the things that at times, he struggled with last year. But overall, I mean, to me, as a post-snap operator, in other words, when the ball snapped and it's in his hands, I think he's an outstanding post-snap operator. He sees the field intuitively. I think he's an elite processor. I think he creates timing and anticipation throws based on his immediate understanding of what he sees, and that allows him to throw with precise timing. I came away after watching everything about him that he's a really, really good quarterback who truly understands how to play the position at the NFL level.
All right, so that's Greg Cosell. And he was talking about Brock Purdy. And I'm reading a story today from Albert Breer.
Good read.
ESPN?
SI.
I want to get that straight. All right, and he interviewed Brock Purdy. I want you to listen to this quote from Brock Purdy. This, to me, I think is going to be the crux of it. He was asked a question about the frustration of losing the Super Bowl and then last season. And this is Brock Purdy. I would say I was frustrated about losing the Super Bowl, and it was like, all right, we got to get back. That's all I saw was getting back. And because of some, and because some of those guys are out, I have to go make plays to get us back. And for me, I was losing sight of, bro, keep every play as simple as possible and don't complicate it. And you will, and you will get back, and you will get back if you do. You'll get back to the Super Bowl if you do your job the right way every single drive for four quarters, and you win the game. At times, I lost sight of that. I was trying to do too much.
Mm.
So, I'm kind of thinking, which one do you think it is? I mean, why? I mean, he tells you why he tried to do what was trying to do too much. Is Purdy saying I tried to do too much? And is that what Cosell is talking about when he talks about leaving the pocket too early?
Remember, we came down on that. That was the first few weeks we were talking about, damn, it seems like Brock is running by choice. But now we find out it's not, if you take a step back or a few steps back, it was by necessity because the O-line was porous. But listening to Cosell, it sounds like he feels like the Niners do, and that's why they gave him that bread. But I love Brock giving us insight to his mindset, Steiny. So maybe he was trying to hit the home run and not take what the defense was giving you. And I think of that as check down, you know, throwing the ball in the flat, picking up some yards, keeping the chains moving. So that's what Brock sounds like he kind of got away from, because he kind of mastered that in 22 and 23.
I mean, what I want to know, and maybe – there is no specificity to it, but I'm not sure if he's taught. Let's say there's a play called, he drops back, and he's got a first option, and the guy's open. Is he saying that I didn't take that first option, which was given to me, because I was trying to do too much?
That's how I took it.
Or is he saying that first option wasn't there because our personnel wasn't good enough for that number one option to get as open as they had in the past, and I didn't want to make that throw, and so because of that, I had to try to make plays on my own and try to do too much. I know it's kind of nuanced, yeah. But like, is he saying guys were open and he kind of overlooked him looking for something bigger?
Yeah, he was looking for the home run.
Or was he saying they were never open early and I had to go try to do stuff?
See, I think he would have said that, but then you're throwing people under the bus. I think it's a landslide. I think it's the first thing that came out of his mouth. He was holding on to the ball, waiting, trying to get to home run, and he's got some gunslinger to him. We know that, and maybe now he's looking back on last year. I should have took what was right in front of me. And we would have been better as a offense, moving the chains, getting three or four or five here and there. And he's telling you, Stoney, he held on to it. And then maybe the blocking up front broke down because he was trying to hit the home run. And then when it wasn't there, he's holding on to the ball, running for his life. That's how I took that.
Yeah, I wonder. And I know things happen so fast on a field that you can make these decisions in split seconds. I'm just, you know, when it all comes down to how we're going to assess Brock Purdy and how we're going to judge Brock Purdy, that's why, to me, when you look at the overall makeup of this team, minus the, you know, even not considering Jennings and DeMarcus Robinson, I feel like this team could win six games. It could win 11 games. And I feel like, and contradicting myself. But if you think the 49ers are between 6 and 11 wins, like, I don't view Purdy as being, well, if he stinks, they'll win 6. And if he's great, they'll win 11. I feel like Purdy's going to play pretty much how Purdy plays. And what about the guys around him? Who do you think is going to more determine a 6-11 season versus 11-6 season, Purdy or the guys around him? Because I think it's got to be the guys around him.
Can I go round table? Can I go a combo, Stoney? It's 50-50, man.
888-957-9570 if you want to jump into this conversation.
And let me throw this to you. Tell me what you're thinking. I know it's kind of vanilla. What's the most important position in football right now to you, Stoney?
Quarterback.
No doubt. So What did you make of him last year? 20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. That wasn't his best year out of the three. I think it was his worst year out of the three. If you want to call it regression, I have, but not regression to the means to where you don't get a contract or we forgot what you did the first couple years. But again, that's why I think it's imperative that you get a Juwan Jennings, who I know is not Chris Carter or Jerry Rice, but damn it, he comes up big. He's come up big for Brock Purdy, especially on third downs. So, Steiny, if you're throwing this out to the listeners, it's valid, then you got to have everything around him to support him. And if you're just telling me he's at Brett Favre status or Joe Montana, then you could say you don't need Juwan Jennings. But I don't see it that way. That's why I'm blown away as to what we're going to see. Which receivers are going to – Jacob Cowan, is he on the PUP list today? How's he going to start the year? Ricky Pearsall, is he ready? Like, all this is going to come out in the wash, but Brock Purdy's got to be a leader, Steiny. And when I say leader, forget the vocal. Shout out Taylor Swift. I'm talking about the play. And he did that 22 and 23. I thought, Brock Purdy, you knew when you watched the Niners that ball was coming out and maybe guys were getting open, but things have changed drastically. Ayuk will not be on the field. We don't know when. Debo's gone. So
how tough is it to acknowledge that? And like, how much do we have to bang our heads against a wall to say, yeah, he was great for 2 years. They were healthy. They had unbelievable pieces around him.
Yes.
And they were great, and he was really good. And last year, they didn't have Ayuk, and they didn't have McCaffrey, and they had Trent Williams out. And guess what? He wasn't as good. And they went 6-11. And if he would have been better, you know what? They would have been 8-9. I mean,
yeah. I think of the Seattle game where, real quick, Scotty, Geno Smith did the night-night. How many times did the Niners' offense, just the offense, have a chance to put teams away, get a first down, it's over, add some points, it's over, and they couldn't do that for a litany of reasons. But this year, I think now that Brock got paid, I do forget the fan base is looking for him to be Moses almost now, Steiny.
See, I don't, like, fair, I don't sense yeah. that. Okay. I really don't. Like, and I'm not pandering to 49er fans, but I think hardcore 49er fans that really watch this team, they're not, and that know a little bit about football. Yeah. Like, not that I'm judging anybody, but we know that, like, we just know that Purdy's not going to be a dropback quarterback throwing 38 touchdowns a year. Like, we just know that. And so that should never be part of the equation because it's not what he's asked to do. He's going to be asked to – and here's the other thing I was thinking. This is just not quite off the subject, but, you know, they get Robinson, the running back.
B-Rob.
And I'm thinking to myself, could that be a little bit of protection in case Jennings isn't there? And I know he's a running back.
Yeah, you could look at it that way. But also, too, protection for McCaffrey, too. Because Baldy just joined Joe and Lubman on the roast. And again, that is a concern. It's a valid one from a guy that not only played the game, studies the game. And Evan and I talked about it, Steiny. I look at B-Rob as Geico. You look at just him and McCaffrey. B-Rob is not a bum by any stretch. So he's a strong dude. I do want to say this. I can't speak for Baldy, but I felt like the report on B-Rob, Steiny, from Baldy wasn't glowing in regard to, you know, he's a difference maker, but he definitely makes this team better. And if you want to say you envision, you know, McCaffrey split out wide and now B-Rob, you have them both on the field together, okay, I'll take that. But we got to see it first.
Yeah. And we got to figure out who's going to be out there week one.
And let me ask you this. Juwan Jennings has popped the last couple of years. Do you think Brock Purdy made him, or do you think Jennings helped make Brock Purdy in regard to being that Michael Irvin, that Jerry Rice on third down, that target on third down, which he was? I think he knocked what he was supposed to do, Jennings, weekly, Steiny, out the park. So that's why the standstill has me kind of scratching my head. So you don't have Ayuk, and you're really playing this game of chicken? Because when it's all said and done, third and long in Seattle, Stoney, I can tell you if there's no Jennings, Brock Purdy's job on said play to me becomes that much more difficult. Now, does that constitute whatever he's asking for? I don't know. And we don't know how much he's asking.
I'm going to give you that he popped last year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He popped last year.
But he was Mr. Reliable. That we know.
Absolutely.
And in the Super Bowl as well.
But see, here's the other thing. Like, if we're – and it's hard to get to what I'm thinking. But this is where I feel like if you're really trying to tell me that they got to have Juwan Jennings.
Yeah, I believe it. Go ahead.
For 2 to 4 games before guys get – they have to. They got to – you know what? Like, there's – then there's a lack of respect for the team in general, I feel like.
In
like
what sense, though?
If you really think, to my way of thinking, now you could say you look at it differently. If you're telling me that Juwan Jennings is so important, especially early in the season, then I'm going to tell you right now, your expectations must not be very high. That's the way I kind of feel. Like, really? One third down, one, number three receiver. Not even for the whole season. A number three receiver for the first 4 to 6 games is going to have, you might need him to have a bigger role than normal. And that's going to be one of the determining factors. I don't know, man.
See, to me, Stanley, that's how football works.
Why isn't it done? Because if listen to this, like, if getting him in for week one, they felt was as important as you feel it is, then he should have been signed by now. Because now we're getting into danger territory about whether he's even going to play in the first game.
No doubt, and I think we're there. But I'll say this to that: even though I was Team Ayuk, Stani, it might not sound fair, but I've taken a few steps back, and this is what I feel in my core. I think the way that the Brandon Ayuk situation and contract played out and how hurt, they'll never admit it, how disappointed they were, not just with the play, because Brandon never got that, let me show you I can get back on the horse, because the rug was ripped out from underneath him. I think that messed everything up from the front, from the powers to be, to shell out new money, Stani. So it's almost like Jennings doing this came at the worst time because of what happened with Ayuk. You buy a new Ferrari, or you pay for the Ferrari and you crash it, right, leaving the lot. So that's why I think a lot of what's going on with Jennings is residue from that hurt, from what they didn't get from Ayuk, Steiny.
Maybe.
But you still got to pay the piper in some way and come up with some type of resolution. And I've been hearing this a lot. Willard touched on it, Dibs. And a lot of Niner fans, week six, week seven is really the go time. But again, there's nothing better than talent, but more talent. I'm telling you, when Ayuk is back, whatever version we get, you still have a spot for Jennings. That's when you have multiple weaponry, and weaponry that can scare guys or dudes that you can count on. And that's why
I'm up Jennings here. Better? Like, I don't know. Is Jennings better than Robinson, DeMarcus Robinson?
I would say DeMarcus Robinson is better.
Well, then he's a four. Then if they ever do get healthy, he's a four, right? If you're telling me Robinson's a little bit better than Jennings.
Can I say this to you?
Yeah.
And when you drop back to pass, Donnie, it's not, hey, we're going to throw it to receiver one. Obviously, you're going to look, but if you got a guy getting double covered, I got to count on my others. And we've seen that. How has Juwan Jennings been so important when you had Debo and Ayuk and Kittle? He found a way.
Let me throw this at you.
Yeah. I wanted to hear your answer on that, Stani.
On what?
When you had Ayuk and Debo and Kittle and McCaffrey, how did Jennings pop? He was on the fourth.
Third down.
I'll take it all day, though.
Right.
So there were more than just third downs. But
how many yards do you think he had the year before last year?
I would say about 750.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Receiving yards 2 years ago, Juwan Jennings.
All right.
How many did you say?
About 750.
750?
Yeah.
265. 265 yards.
All right.
And
what about last year? But now you're saying he was used differently because of this.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
And I get it, but I don't care.
Taxes.
Yes, he had 975 receiving yards.
Yeah, talk to me.
They went 6-11. Like, that to me matters. You know what that tells me, as unfair as it is? Oh, yeah, he's a number one on a 6-11 team.
Yeah, okay, let me say this. How the Super Bowl that they almost won, here I go. His performance was stellar, right?
Yeah.
And Kittle was out there. Mm-hmm. McCaffrey was out there. Ayuk was out there. And so was Deebo. Stoney, so the dude is a part of this offense.
Right.
And he's a weapon or a target for Brock Purdy. And I thought they work well together.
Sure.
I want to see that in hand.
Problem is, you can't pay a sixth option like he's a second option.
If he's asking for that type of bread.
I don't care if he's asking for $15 million. It's like, he's not a $15 million. Like, isn't McCaffrey making $15 million?
So you think the Niners' win-loss record or the success or lack of has no, if Jennings just went to Mars, you think it's like, you sound like it's a nothing burger.
I didn't say nothing burger, but it's not going to make or break the season.
That's a nothing burger. Yeah, no, I'm just saying.
I don't think it
will. Wow, Steiny.
I don't know. What do 49er fans think about this? Like, in the grand scheme of things, and that's the other thing that I think, to me, it's a factor.
It's where a franchise is at a particular point. What they might have done with Jennings 2 years ago or 2 years from now is different than they're going to do right now.
Yeah.
And I just think where they're at right now with so many unknowns and with a team that they themselves have to figure out what they have here, that it's just not the right time to give in to this, to Jennings, as much as we love him, just because we've got some injuries right now.
All right, I got one for you. Since Evan's at the U.S. Open, I'm going to hit it back to you, Stani. I think of Kyler Murray. He's got Harrison Jr. as supposedly his one, and that's going to be the combo moving forward. You think of Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf. You think of Dallas, Dak's got CD and Pickens. Who is Brock Purdy's favorite receiver, like his target? To me, even with Pierce all about to pop, hoping he pops, it was Jennings. I think that matters. And if you're telling me whatever verbiage you want to use about this offense and where they're at, a soft reset, I'm just talking about specifically the passing game. And obviously Kittle's there, but I'm talking about now that Ayuk is in sick bay, Stani, Juwan Jennings and Brock Purdy had something. They had a rapport. So are you telling me we're going into this season? Forget that, Goo. It's Pearsall and Purdy, which if you say it's that, well, we ain't seen much of that just in practice or OTAs. Like, Brock Purdy needs Juwan Jennings, I think, to be successful. And this team, well,
that, okay,
offense.
You know what? And I'm going to pick at that. If Brock Purdy needs Jennings to be successful, that's a problem.
In what way? Just because he's not a one?
Exactly. I just don't think he's the difference between. And here's the other thing, I think, and maybe I'm wrong, but I do have a prediction. Here it is. You ready? We can talk about it on the other side. Put it in the cap. I don't think they're gonna do anything with Jennings. And here's why I feel like that. This Brian Robinson.
Yeah,
the running back.
Yes.
I get it that he's there for McCaffrey. To maybe give him some break, but I really think that Kyle Shanahan would look at a guy like Jennings and say, you know what, we got this Robinson running back. You know what, we're gonna run the ball anyway. That's what I like to do, and that's what I'm gonna do no matter who I have. I like what Pearsall's given us. I think he's gonna be good, and don't forget, we still have George Kittle.
Yes.
And so I think Kyle Shanahan's the kind of coach and personality that if he's turned off by this Jennings thing, I think he's saying, well, we can go skin a cat another way.
Wow,
like,
man.
We don't need, like, we I'll figure it out.
Well, they brought in Sky Moore, even though we laugh, and he's going to be on the team, Stani. I mean, I'm just saying that's a reality. Robbie Chosen, don't know if he's going to be on the pup list or not, but I'm just, if you're right, then these guys that I'm reading off and guys that may be getting cut in other places, who's to say if they're out on Jennings? Robert Woods, okay, he's all right. He got cut from the Steelers. If you're right, then Juwan Jennings is in Kyle's eyes something like that if they don't get this done, and I would be shocked.
Yeah, I mean, I also, from a practical standpoint, now that we've seen Shanahan coach for eight years,
yeah.
Can they, the way he runs his offense, you got Ayuk at 30, Jennings wants 15, Pierce was on his rookie deal.
Oh,
they just signed Robinson. It's like, great, that's great. You got four receivers.
Yeah, and Kittle.
And you want to throw 19 times a game. Like, that's just not their philosophy. But what do you think, 49er fans, about the Jennings saga, and how are you going to evaluate Brock Purdy this year? To me, it obviously always starts with wins and losses. They get 10 wins, I'll tell you right now, he probably had a good year. Mm.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.